Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Perth Pride and, of course, with Stratford Public Library. And from the library, Heather Lister is on the phone lines. Good morning, Heather.
Hello there, Jamie. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's great to check in, particularly at this busy time of the year. But we've taken some time out for our Queer Book of the Month selection. And what have you selected for December?
Oh, a really sweet young adult selection called Make My Wish Come True.
All right. Make My Wish Come
tell you a
True.
Little bit?
Yes, please do. Tell us about the book.
Yeah. Gentle, sweet teen romance between two 18-year-old girls. They had formerly been best friends, and then 4 years ago, Arden left for Hollywood and became an actress. And she's supposed to have been sort of the second biggest celebrity in America after Taylor Swift. So she's big stuff. And she's left at home. Back at home is Caroline, who wants to be a journalist. And she hasn't heard from Arden in all those 4 years. Now, recently, Arden's career has gone off the rails because she's partying too much and she's starting to be refused really good film parts that she wants. So she and her agent come up with this idea that they'll make her a little bit more wholesome and they'll send her back to the town that Caroline and Arden grew up in, and which is completely Christmas-obsessed. And there will be a fake romance between Caroline and Arden, to show how wholesome she is and that she lives in this little small town, Hallmark movie, you know, Christmas-obsessed little community. And it starts to go well. Caroline goes along with it because she's been promised the chance of writing up the whole story in Cosmo magazine. And so she goes along with it, but then they start falling for each other. And we take it from there, really.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the book? It sounds quite intriguing.
Cute. And it's kind of like, it's like reading what would be a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, I think one of your spotlights has it as a future Netflix holiday movie, perhaps.
Absolutely, that's what I put, because that's what it feels like. It's all like hot chocolates and Christmas events and a deadline for when these two girls can convince this Hollywood film director that Arden is actually the right person for the part. They've got 12 days to do it, of course. So it's very much Hallmark inspired.
There you go. It's called Make My Wish Come True. Heather, sounds like a perfect selection for the month of December, and with the holidays fast approaching. Are physical copies available?
Yeah, they are. And I listen to an audio copy, but physical copies are definitely available, yes.
All right, and we'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. And, of course, you can get in touch with the Stratford Public Library. But, had also mentioned that in one of your write-ups that the characters were both likable and relatable. So that's huge right there.
It's not dumbed down. Because I say it seems a bit like a Hallmark movie, it's not dumbed down at all. It's a really sweet movie.
Okay.
And
or a sweet book.
This is a really well thought out.
There you go. I think this is a movie in the making. I think we've pretty much settled
that, right?
I think so. Yeah, there you go. The book is Make My Wish Come True, again, available with Stratford Public Library. But Heather, my gosh, we talk about this being such a busy time. Still programs going on, many of them sold out or completely booked up at Stratford Public Library. But we want to remind folks about Winter Wonderland. Now, we know that big event happened with Downtown Stratford BIA, but the sticker books continue, and Stratford Public Library is involved with that.
That's right. So a heads up for our library and for the local businesses that continues until December 23rd. You can collect your stickers, and the library's part of that. And we always have, each week at the library, we have a scavenger hunt for the little children. And we did a scavenger hunt upstairs for the grown-ups, and they check gift boxes and mark them off, and then they bring up their completed sheet to the library desk, and we give them a sticker for Winter Wonderland. So that counts towards the Winter Wonderland. What is it, 2, 4, 6, 8 stickers that they need to get?
Yeah, so that's awesome. That's great for Stratford Public Library to take part in that.
Absolutely, and it goes on right through December. So, we're promoting that, and of course, downtown's still promoting it. So It seems to have been very successful.
Perfect. And anything else you want to spotlight with Stratford Public Library? Of course, the new year, fast approaching too.
Talk to the programmers here, and our adult programmer, Robin Godfrey, said, look out come January, February for a new suite of adult programs coming out.
All right. So we'll pass along the details with splibrary.ca, Heather Lister with Stratford Public Library, and of course, our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Perth Pride. And we've also shared the details on our socials. Heather, you might not have had a chance to see this, but I do love on Stratford Public Library, they've posted on the Facebook page, you've seen Spotify Wrapped, now it's time for Library Wrapped. So it's kind of all these interesting stats about minutes spent attending programs this year at Stratford Public Library, top borrowed DVD, top borrowed adult fiction and nonfiction. It's a great listing that's available.
Absolutely. And not just that, we are having great fun at the moment on socials. We're all taking part in videos and just having a lot of fun. Just to promote the library and promote library programs.
With splibrary.ca, and again at 19 St. Andrew Street in Stratford. And of course, a reminder too, obviously with special holiday hours that will be coming up too. So check in.
Mm-hmm. Just make sure that you know that your listeners know that on Christmas Eve we're only open till 12, and New Year's Eve we're only open till 12. And, of course, close Christmas Day and Boxing Day.
All right, fair enough. But, again, you can keep in touch with all the great programming with Stratford Public Library. Heather Lister. Heather, I'll take this opportunity to wish you and yours very happy holidays. And thanks to everybody, certainly the staff and all the volunteers with Stratford Public Library, for all that you do certainly throughout the year. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you, Jamie.